My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about how to throw a successful live event. So just for context for everyone, Neil and I are really happy, really excited. Just a couple days ago, we're recording this. Obviously, we're batching these. But we did our first live event with speakers that came in from around the world and also people that flew around from around the world called Marketing School Live. One guy actually flew in from Germany. A girl flew in from Hawaii. So people literally coming from around the world just for this one-day event. And for me personally, I think it was a huge success. Neil, I want to get your thoughts on it before we talk about how people can actually, we can talk about how and what a successful event looks like, but I want to get your thoughts on, how you think it went.
Yeah, for our first event, I think it went really well. It went pretty smooth, great speakers, audience was amazing. Thank you guys for showing up, taking the time out of your weekend to come. I do realize, many of you guys have family and other things to do on the weekend. So Eric and I do appreciate it.
Yeah. So, Neil and I, we sent a survey out to our audience and just for the attendees and, quote unquote successful, I think for us, Neil hold ourselves to a pretty high standard. Anything above a 9 is good. So overall, the event scored a 9.5 on our survey. So, for us, I think the most important thing because Neil and I have other things to do, the most important thing was having an event organizer, in my opinion. What do you think about that?
Yeah, the event organizer helped a lot. I don't know about you, but I didn't do much other than show up to the event.
Well, that was designed that way because I didn't want you to do much. But yeah, okay, so here's what we got. Here was what was really important. It was the people at the end of the day, right? So the event organizer coordinated everything, right? She was the one that picked the venue for the VIP dinner. She, gave us a selection of the venues. So everything was basically laid out for us. And then what I would say is important too is, you know, and we're going to talk about mistakes that we made in another episode, but, you know, what I did was I gave my team a day off, my LA team, the people in the LA office, and I said, hey, you guys get a day off, and then I need your guys' help to come in on a Saturday. So people had to kind of sacrifice that too. By combining those two together, that helped a lot. And then I think the other thing too is that the speakers that we had come in were actual relationships that we had. So if you're going to throw your first successful, quote unquote, successful event, Neil and I both had, you know, good relationships with the speakers that actually came in, and they were gracious enough to volunteer their time. I mean, we had one speaker flying from Boston, one flying from Florida, one flying from Arizona, and then we had one flying from Chicago too. And, you know, they're gracious enough to just help us out. And, knowing that we didn't have like a lot of dollars because this was a free event to help, you know, pay for speakers or pay for, you know, travel and lodging. So I think that was really important.
Yeah. And look, if you want to end up throwing a live event, you want to make sure you're getting someone who throws the event or coordinates everything, whatever you want to be calling them, right? In essence, someone's managing the whole project. You're going to have to leverage your relationships. But the big thing to look at that most people make a mistake when it comes to throwing events is, one, make sure there's no other big competing industry event happening during the same day that you're thinking. Because if that's the case, you're going to have a hard time getting speakers. Two, line up your speakers and figure out some of the dates they're free before you push really hard on an event, especially when you're starting off your first one, because it's probably going to be small. You don't want to go big. If you go too big, you'll end up making a lot of mistakes, learn things that, you know, you would have done differently. You may end up losing a lot of money. But by starting small, at least you've learned from your mistakes, and the next few after that will get better and better and better over time. But that's where I would start.
Yep. And then the other thing I'll say too is this. I mean, I don't think everyone can duplicate this, but Neil, did you have the food at the event?
I had the food, yeah.
Okay, cool. So the food was through bartering, right? So I bartered with my friend. I'm going to give him a shout out here. Daniel Shemtob, who runs the Lime Truck and also Hatch Yakitori here in downtown LA. It's really good food. Don't worry, he's not paying me for this. But basically what we did, because he wants to grow his restaurant companies a lot faster. So we did a barter deal where I said, hey, we'll do like 2 months of services for you, and then you guys hook it up with the food for that day. And then I also just paid him straight up for the happy hour the night before. So we worked out a deal where we didn't, you know, Neil and I didn't have to come out of pocket, but, you know, we volunteered an equitable trade. And I know not everybody can do that, but that's just an idea for you to take if you want to roll with it. I have one more thing to add. Neil, do you have anything else?
Nope.
Cool. So one more thing to add is Neil and I, we were preparing for this thing months in advance. And I would say like maybe we started talking about this in like, January or February? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So January or February, I think we really started to get serious about this. But like, you know, in the back of, I think, both of our minds, and maybe I'm speaking for us, but you can correct me if you think differently. But it's like, damn, this thing is going to be a pain in the ass. So I'm glad we took months ahead to prepare, to find the right person, to find a venue, to find people that take care of the food, to find the speakers, and also to, you know, coordinate last minute things such as the happy hour. So it is a lot of work, but I can speak like in terms of results for us so far. It hasn't even been a week yet, but I would say we had a couple of clients that were there, past clients and also recently signed clients, and then prospects too. And that went a long way in terms of building a relationship, like super, super, super far. So like being able to do that and then being able to have your own event, I think is really powerful. So again, I think we both really enjoyed it. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, that's it.
All right. So that is it for today, guys. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe because it helps us grow. And if you want to apply for our boot camps, our monthly boot camps, our intensives, where we go deep, we workshop, help you grow your business faster, just go apply at marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. Go check that out. We hope to see you in there, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Do You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.